This occurred 2 years ago. I was court-ordered to go to a treatment facility. I'm an avid weed smoker with a high tolerance. I have been only using dabs and dab carts for the past year or so, and I would only get my dab carts from Trulieve or Move, which are medical-grade carts. It was day 3 in this facility. I haven't smoked since I got there, and I knew I wouldn't be able to smoke for the rest of my stay at this facility. I met a guy there, we will call him Jack. Jack was my roommate, and I've only been there for 1 day longer than he has. Jack managed to sneak in a cart. When he told me about it, I was so excited, as it had been a few days since I last smoked. He explained to me how he snuck it in, and I was grossed out. I did not want to touch a cart to my mouth that was previously in someone's ass, so I did not smoke the cart with him on my 3rd day. The next day came, and I was really jealous that he was just in the room getting high all day when I haven't smoked in 4 days, so I decided I would smoke the ass cart. Not only was it a cart previously in someone's ass, but it was one of those cart night carts, basically a ripoff of Fortnite. I have heard that those are some of the sketchiest, but at the time I did not care. I just wanted to get high. I knew the cart had to be gas because every time Jack would hit it, his eyes would get so low and he would end up falling asleep. So I guess I hit the cart and I took as big of a hit as I could. But all I can remember was I was in the room with Jack and he was putting the cart on the battery for me to hit. And the next thing I know, I am in the hospital. The hospital took a urine sample and in my system, there was THC and fentanyl. I never did any drug besides weed in my life. That's when I realized the cart must have been fake. I got discharged from the hospital not too long after I woke up, and I was on my way back to the treatment center. A few days pass, I have a new roommate now, and I'm in a different room in the treatment center. At lunch, I sat by Jack and asked him what happened, and he told me that I hit the cart and overdosed. On my 2nd day in the center, Jack asked me if I did dope, and I said yeah, thinking he was talking about weed. But on this day, which is day 7, I learned that dope was fentanyl. After overdosing, you would think I learned my lesson, but no, I decided to hit the fentanyl cart again, this time taking a much smaller hit just because I had been sober for a bit and wanted to be high. So I hit the fentanyl cart again, and I remember feeling so tired that I could barely open my eyes, but I felt really good, and then just like last time, everything went black and I woke up in the lobby of the center with paramedics all around me, and then woke up in the hospital. I've been to this hospital 2 times in the past 4 days. Again, I got discharged. Even after 2 overdoses, you would think that would be enough to make one stay away from it all, but I really wanted to do it again. I was back at the treatment center, and Jack was no longer there. He left against medical attention, or AMA, and I'm thankful for that. I completed the program and never touched a dab cart again to this day. And if any of you guys go to a rehab, I would not trust the dab carts that people bring in, because you never know what you will get. Please don't do what I did. It was a late night and I was really desperate for a high. I would often keep old cartridges in the bottom of my drawer for emergencies. I decided since I won't have money for a while, this was an emergency. While rummaging through my drawer, I think of any way I can smoke this since I did not have a working battery or wires. No ideas came to mind, and I really did not feel like making some sort of junky looking contraption. So I disassembled the cartridge with the most wax. There was slightly less than half, but by the time I was done scrapping and licking the safety pin, there was almost none left. Usually I never would digest this much, or if I did, it would be at a slower pace cooked in food. I was off an empty stomach and on FaceTime with my friend. This was a while ago, so it's pretty hard to put things together, especially since I'm pretty sure I greened out. During the come up, all I felt was sick. At first there was a slight body high, but very quickly I regretted every moment leading to what I had done. I walked to the restroom in an attempt to make myself throw up, but it was difficult to think or walk. Looking into the mirror, I hated my reflection and just wanted to crawl to bed. Next thing I know, I have no control of my legs and fell backwards trying to get back to my room. Holy shit, it's late as fuck, and I probably woke everybody up. Very quickly, I think, I get up by grabbing the door frames and stumbling to my bed. I was freaking out and I was telling my friend, still on FaceTime, that I just fainted. They just seemed to ignore me, which was really bothering me and making everything worse, because I just wish someone was there to stop or at least talk to me. Looking back, I probably didn't say words and just thought I was. I look over to my laptop screen, and none of the words or images made sense. The video playing sounded alien, almost like the way holograms would sound. Suddenly, the images went from glitchy on the screen to glitchy on my phone, and after a while, it was almost in just random specks in my vision. I tried telling my friend, and they just said, "Oh." I started crying because I was thinking of all the ways I just permanently damaged my brain. I wish I could get into more detail, but yeah, basically I was just high as fuck, then passed out. Even smelling anything like it triggers the vomit reflex in me. Would not recommend. This happened yesterday. It's been forever since I've gotten high, and I was really just starting to get desperate. I ended up getting a cake cart despite me knowing that so many of them are fake as fuck, but at that point, I didn't really care. I took the fattest hit I could for no reason, and all of a sudden, my whole throat completely closed up and I started gasping for air. I genuinely was panicking because I was getting absolutely zero oxygen in my lungs. I got it on video of me choking, and it sounded so disturbing. Somehow, a guardian angel came to my rescue, and as my face started turning purple, I was slowly getting my ability to breathe normally back. It almost knocked me out, but I got really high. My throat is still sore. Moral of the story, don't buy disposable carts that are known to be very fake, because you might die. A few months ago, I went to my local smoke shop to get some smoking paraphernalia. I noticed on the counter there was a clearance bin. I rummaged through it, and I found a Delta 8 cart. The brand was called Cake Carts, it was half off, and I never really tried a cart before, so I asked the cashier what she thought of them, and she said she doesn't do them, but customers buy them all the time. I'm a customer, so I figured I would follow the trend, and I bought it, got my other things, and I was on my way. I tried it that night and the experience was really good. It was like smoking regular weed, and honestly pretty good weed too. So I kept using, and I was never a big smoker before. I usually would only smoke on the weekends when I didn't have to work. This cart was so convenient though, I would hit it every other day, and then I got to the point where I was hitting it every day. I thought that it was getting a bit out of hand, so I threw the cart in my trash can in my bedroom. I started sticking to my regular flower only on the weekends like normal. This did not last long, about 1 week, and I ended up pulling the cart out of the trash and I was back to it. I stopped again, but this time for good. I drowned the cart in water so I wouldn't be tempted to hit it again. Eventually, after a few days, my legs started to itch really bad. I thought it was just from dry skin or something, but my skin felt fine. Nothing could stop the itching. My arm started itching, and eventually my whole body itched. This lasted for 2 weeks, and my body itches just thinking about it. It faded away after that, and I couldn't figure out what caused it. After some googling around, I found that full body uncontrollable itching can be caused by opiates. I also found that the cake carts are just packaging for street dealers to sell carts that look legit. They aren't a real company at all. I think it was crazy that a smoke shop would sell that, but I don't know. I guess I learned to never buy clearance carts anymore. Everybody is selling THC pens now, but I've seen and used a good few that definitely weren't THC. One I bought recently from a friend of a friend that was supposedly an imported Lido. All checked out, having legitimate packaging, is the named brand. However, I noticed the liquid was completely clear and not viscous. The real pens that Lidl sell in the US have the standard yellow thick liquid. I'm used to seeing fake carts filled with spice or other synthetics, and they're pretty much as common as distillate at this point, with fake disposable cartridges being dirt cheap from China and looking real to anyone that doesn't know a thing about THC pens. This little cart was the worst thing I have ever vaped. 5 to 10 minutes of the strongest, most unpleasant high, followed by a dramatic come down. Weed does not have a come down. Before I realized this cart was dog shit, one of my friends took a few hits too. It made him go so white, he looked green, and he passed out after about 15 minutes. He was sweating buckets and his eyes were rolling all over. Honestly, it was quite scary. He looked like he was dying, but he was fine after about 30 minutes of coming around. This friend is a regular smoker too. This is not good. I took it to another one of my friends that does a lot more drugs than I do, and he agreed with me. It's the strongest spice he has ever tried. It didn't at all feel like a normal high. He thought it was laced with something else too. I've heard shit about carts being laced with trace amounts of opiates, and even ones like Fent or Zines, or really any psychoactive shit they could find for as cheap as possible, and market as weed to people that won't know any better. I don't believe that shit like opiates in carts is really prevalent at all. However, I don't think it's out of the question, and I don't see anyone talking about it. Be it just shit synthetic compounds like MDMB shit or any other substance. It's not far-fetched to think that someone out there is putting something dangerous in these carts. I would stay away from vaping THC altogether, unless you know where it comes from and that it's made with real weed. There's no way of telling what's in your carts without lab testing. When people won't shy away from filling their carts with spice and dangerous oils like vitamin E and other shit you shouldn't be vaping, it's likely if they find something cheaper and stronger, they wouldn't hesitate to swap it for that instead. My friend does a lot of MDMA and has been spiked with what he suspected to be Fent or other opiates before, and says the pen felt closer to some bad fake ecstasy than real THC. I have not done any testing, and it's most likely just some horrible synthetic shit, but fake carts are still dangerous. Anything marketed as weed will always find its way into a teenager's hands, and I know if I had that cart when I was a teenager, I would definitely be passing out too. It's way too strong. I've seen pens I know are fake on Snapchat stories on multiple occasions, and Snapchat is 13 and up, so these are 100% ending up in some kid's hands. Shit is scary. I'm 20 years old, smoked weed for the past 2 years, and fake carts for 1.5. I won't bore you with any details, but I work at a tech job that pays well. I over-succeed my expectations, but I am always high. Where I live, there is a very strong, very potent, very fake weed cart, and I would spend around $100 daily on it. When I first started, they hit really hard, but as time went on, now about 1.5 years after I started, I barely feel it. I would always carry one with me, work, family, friends, and because I'd become so numb to the feeling, they don't even know I'm high around them. It's like that this high me became the new me. I've maxed out my credit cards this week, cannot spend a dime on anything even if I wanted to, and now I'm here, first night without smoking myself to sleep, woke up sweaty and way past my wake time. Edit, it's been a week since I last bought any. First 2 nights I just laid in my bed watching YouTube, but as day 3 came around, I started to feel a lot better. I do smoke weed now and way more than I used to, even before the carts. I guess that's because my tolerance is so high. Edit, August 4th, 2023. I know probably no one will ever read this, but I sometimes visit this post to see my progress, in this case for the worst. So, hello me from the future, let's go over some news. I have relapsed, hard, so hard that I buy them every 2 days just to keep up with my consumption. I also bought a gram of cocaine and a gram of ketamine. Finished them both the same day, along with 4 milliliters of good. I wish I'd kept more for the weekend, as I spent again my last dime on this shit. I do hope that the lack of both money and drugs until the end of the month, 23 days from writing this edit, will allow me to kick this habit, I do know I will use again in the future, but it will be when I have my shit together and a wife to enjoy the highs with. But if I want to achieve this, I have got to kick it for now, so marking day one today, hopefully, truly, for the last time.